Amasech, I think 50, by using your Amasech. Shtei midas sama kadosh baruch lagmas helamay. Echas midas hamishpat, echas midas hashlita v'mashal yechides. So the summation is you have two separate midos. One is the midas mishpat, and one is the midah of shlita v'mashal yechides. Midas hamishpat is tov v'ra, shebot luyim kol inyani hatovos, v'aroz chol toseim. Mekor hamidas de hest upon him, and that's how you have Tov and Ra and so on. V'midas hamemshala yechides, imidas tikkun kol nevarim kariyus barach. Afal pi shemitzaratzon liruin lezeh. V'hi asivevus oleches behelam chol darkei mishpat atzmoi lesaviv kol davar shemus avad. U'mekoyrohu chayik tuva epashut yisbarach. Sh'afal pi shenis alim lo zoz melahashkolein no toiva. Midas hamishpat is mizgalas v'niris. So midas hamishpat, because it's the dominant mid in this world, it is seen and understood. Midas hamemshala misalemus umistateres lefnim. The midas hamemshala is that which is nister and unseen and so on and invisible. It's almost by definition like that. It's not just a mikra. You know, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the midah of memshala mishpat to be dominant, that's going to be dominant. Since he wants the midah of Yichud not to be dominant, so even though it exists, it's hidden from us. We don't see it, and that's it. Omer neshama, adayin ani tzicha yishuv k'tzas al iyim midas ha-mashal zeh shezacharta. Keineni mevina heitev es pula shleimus ha-pashi yisbarach. Kilafi hanira afhi einena mechoik ha-shleimus. Ki amarte she'ein shleimus hamiti musak. He says, one second, there's something here that's very unclear. You told me before that real shleimus is something we can't imagine, we can't see, we can't know, v'chulu v'chulu. Good. And then you're telling us that this midah of shleimus, this midah nelam of memshola, is shleimus. Is it shleimus? Is it not shleimus? In other words, make up your mind. You're telling me that real shleimus is something totally beyond us. Oma seichel, heitavto ledakdek. Your point is well taken. So the point that he's trying to clarify is when we speak about the shleimus of the bria that will happen with Mershalto and Yehuda Yisbarach, and you also said before there's no such thing as pure shleimus. How do the two things drive? I will now explain to you exactly, clarify it. The real sense of Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond. This is something that is beyond an Nivroim. It's God, it's divine in its essence, and therefore it has nothing to do with Nivroim. As soon as he wanted to be noig as brias, he made these midas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is mesulik for anything by definition. Let's, I guess, reflect it when we talk about the Chachmas Hapnim and Kabbalah and Sod and all of these things. One thing is made very clear: we are not at all talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shleimus is something that has no shaykhus to us. It's something that is can't have shaykhus to us, because by the very fact that we are not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or in as much as we are something distinct and apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so we have no shaykhus to that type of Shleimus. We have no shaykhus to it. However, there's a strata between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the next step down that is a gray area, so to speak, of hidden, of a much more divine nature than we are. not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, also Nivraim, but something that is manifests itself in the world and appears in the world and so on. That's the what we have over here.
Let's teach the sort of Kantian territories, the theoretical Shlemus and the practical Shlemus.
Correct. And except that the word theoretical is for us, being that we, it's not that it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist in any context that we have shaychus to. The word theoretical tends to mean it doesn't really exist, but it's just an ideal that doesn't exist in Metzius. It exists. V'metusi is parach.
Right. Okay. I mean, it doesn't exist within our realm in any way. Right. We can speak that intelligence.
Correct.
But it's at least a theory that we can appreciate that we can't connect to.
Correct.
That's the sort of the in the Idra, the Lo Rishon Kol Tmuna at the beginning.
Yeah. The Lo Rishon Kol Tmuna is much more sharper than that. Lo Rishon Kol Tmuna is that all of the chachma happens to come within certain descriptions. He's teaching us about different parts of Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anatomy. And before we start speaking at all about anything, we need to say Lo Rishon Kol Tmuna. These are all words that are just meant to be terminology, but they're not real metzias.
Because that part of Kabbalah talks even more specifically about...
Right, about a certain ship, Kaim, about a Ke'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests in Libriya Chaz HaShalom, Kaviyoch, as a body. The right hand, the left hand, the right skull, the left skull, all of that, it's a catch-22 situation. You can't say something intelligent unless you pin yourself down. If I can't say there are various Hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I can't say anything intelligent about each one. It's like every teenager describe an event. It was like just something indescribable.
It was just beyond.
It's a nice way to emote, but it's not really conveying very much of
to others. Can't even, yeah.
Right. So he says. So Shlemus HaPasuk we say is something that you can't. So anything and everything is included, all hanhagas, midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in any shape, way, or form, are all biyachas to a bria that he wanted to create. Let's give an example. We'll take the ideal teacher, the perfect teacher, the theoretical teacher. And as you say, so when I sit down and write a textbook for the kids, so I want to do it like this. I want to write information, and that needs to be as clear as can be, and as explained as can be, and as concrete as can be. Great. Then I want to give them some problems that challenge them to go beyond with it thinking. So I give them a series of problems that will challenge them to go beyond. But nothing in the textbook is in any way, shape, or form conveying what I think and how I think. It may, but it doesn't have to be. So if the teacher is way beyond the third grade or the fifth grade, the challenging questions that are almost impossible to figure out, they're not challenging almost for parents at the teacher. If the kids are at level 6, this is taking them to level 8. The teacher's in level 100. Doesn't make a difference. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the framework of a Ratzon Elyon to have Nivroim, then Hanhaga that had Shaitas and Nivroim starts at that point. And there's an Hanhaga Nisteres and an Hanhaga Niglis.
Hanhaga connects to
Sefirot. Hanhaga is the is the descriptive term for all spheres. A sphere is an example of a hanhaga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manig olam through. Manig means he interacts and directs. That's what the word manig will mean. So now, within that framework, so he allocated X amount of gilui for tachtoinim, he only made use of a portion of that amount. Within the context of their own anhaga, we also could have done shleimus and achisaron, but still, the kavash calls there. So we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu allocated the potential, the maximum potential for Nivroim to understand and grasp and so on, and he allocated a proportion of that for Befoal to come out and the rest of it Bekoach. That's, so we have two strikes against us. One, we are only a percentage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's possible Bria, and even within that percentage, we only a chelik of it has come out in the open, and the other is waiting to be developed.
It makes me think about how they say we only use like 10% of our brain.
Yes. In other words, it's just like on a computer, you'll have, there's a maximum speed at which it could go because of how quickly electrons can travel down the wire and so on. So there's a theoretical maximum, since we're into theories today, and then there's a practical maximum.
This is my actual computer.
Yeah, there's your actual computer.
In terms of those two ratios,
yeah,
it seems like the first one is almost not really a thing.
Correct.
That is to say, because the first one is infinite.
Correct.
Like, infinite to something, it could be
he's saying the minute you say something is a nivra, you're saying it's not infinite. So in the very, you know, it's the minute we're talking about us, forget about how much, then it's not the same as a Kaddish Baruch Hu.
Right, so qualitatively it's completely different.
Yes, correct. So that's the, okay. V'omnom, he says, l'yirotz al kopan l'lech alome kach, sh'yetomid holech v'so b'shutas ato v'ra. He did not want and intend the world to be in that even lower madrega, where there's a constant flux of tovera. Elamitam tuva godlo hayelosim hanhoga achas veitzam mukul esaviv kol advarim mitochon tovera atzmo. He wanted that there should come a shleimus of tikkun from the tov and ra atzmai. Now, there is a point that he's making here, I think, swallowing up in the statement. One is that he wanted everything to come to a tikkun. He also wanted it to come from the given of the tov and ra they gave us. The tikkun that he had in mind is not an outside thing, but rather from within the context itself of the tov and ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create some sort of tikkun for us.
What?
through the interplay of the Tov and Ra, this is before we even get specific, through that interplay of Tov and Ra.
I think it's almost be like a yeshiva always likes to have a Rosh Yeshiva that was part of the yeshiva as they come.
The what? I'm sorry?
That's developing the yeshiva as its own home.
Yes.
Right? So you could bring a Rosh Yeshiva from outside.
Right.
But you'd much prefer a center. Like, it's probably could have brought a Shefa from outside. The idea was that it's through...
It's even deeper than that. And let's explain the reason for that. If I fix something by taking an outside element, a patch of sorts, a band-aid of sorts, a transplant of sorts, and putting it in, the correct statement is the thing was broken, was lacking, it was fixed. So I can distinguish two tkufas, a tkufa of imperfection and tkufa of perfection. So this thing had a hole in it, I then put something on the hole and cemented it and so on. There's another tkufa, there's another way. Let's say I have an airplane, and when it's flying it has no wheels, and right before it gets to land it sticks out the wheels. So it's not the pshat, whoa, the plane was missing wheels and the pilot attached wheels to it. That itself, we then understand it as part of the shleimus that's already there. Was the world to dodder along and do wretchedly? Then all of a sudden, by Hiar, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings a Mashiach from outside. That's lacking in shleimus. But if it develops from within, that is a shleimus.
Like, if you get a paper cut, the body's ability to heal itself.
Correct, just like a body healing itself. That's within. I think we said as Rabbeinu Bechaya, Verapa Yerapa, by in Mishpatim, the Rabbeinu Bechaya comments that you always find, whenever you talk about a doctor healing, the pay in rape is the gusha, has a dogish. Whenever you're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu healing, it's rougher. So he says, because whenever people heal, it's an intervention, and it always has some collateral effect. That's the reality. In other words, you can't, every medication brings about a positive result with some collateral results that are not so good. Masha'ein Kein Akadosh Baruch Hu, when he heals, there is no damage, there is no bad effect. And the logic is because Akadosh Baruch Hu heals from within. The body mends itself. So that's that. You didn't bring in an outside metzius. You attach it from within the metzius itself.
So in a sense, it's really not. It's not tikkun. It's just full expression. What I mean to say.
Well,
is that,
correct. The real tikkun is that ultimately it becomes what it ought to become.
Nobody says when wheels go down, like, phew, wow, they fixed that. We were about to crash into them. So it is because Rabbi always had all of the elements within.
So
what does that actually mean? Like, because when you take, let's say, for example, Upper Rishon, who spoke there, like, how do we look at that? That was almost like something. There's a problem with the hydraulics, and the wheels couldn't go down.
Correct. But so that was Adam's chet. The fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu allows for an other to malfunction. Now let's give an example. A normal eye does not sometimes see and sometimes not see. A normal hand doesn't sometimes move, sometimes not move. But our conscience sometimes tells us, you know, keeps away from bad, sometimes not. So how does that work? The answer is that that itself, so just like a good psychologist, a good therapist will allow someone to choose not so wisely, trip up, fall on his face, this and then be propelled to do good, and then you realize that this therapist really knew what he was doing. Why'd you let him go there? You knew he would end up and drinking and in the gutter. It's exactly what I wanted. You know, I said, if you want to do that, I'm sure you know what you're doing. And then you come back. Now you realize that you have this problem, that for the other problem. So within the chisaron itself, you have the shortage for the shlemus.
But there's also, there are like these corrector little like jets that like reset things. That's not Haggadah to Yichud. That is, it's not that Haggadah Baruch Hu completely left it in the hands of...
But just like the therapist, when the therapist says, you should be the one making that decision... In a certain sense, they're directing you in a certain way because that's what they want. They want you to make a decision. They're counting you to make a decision like this, and it'll end up for your tova one way or another. That's, you know, even when it's a failure.
Why does that make a
difference? That's part of a shleimus that things should be nishlam. Omnom. The shleimus that we talk about is a borrowed term, meaning within the context, 100 on a test doesn't mean you know everything about the subject. It means you know everything in the test. Part of his maaseh is that he's kovish even all of that that he intended to tell them. Mitam tuva, God must remember that a person should be earn his own way to shleimus. Shel mali hayemeniach loyelam rak minisam mishpat. By brisets midei dofiyam loyelam. If he would have had just midisam mishpat and boom boom boom, we the world would sort itself out to people that are perfect or not. Ki tomer himself said he can show him tevus rozbal skola. Ach ata avish etchil kachu loyekem besayfer. So, true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis was that this period of making things happen your own comes to an end. So just like you want to let somebody try to do something on his own, but after 2, 3, 4 tries he doesn't work, you do it for him, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Valkeinish Eres Midas Lamishpat Begolui Umidas HaTikun Akloda Behesta Kimaser Beseisehen Atche Seifta Vachitun Kotsis Gosu Lavi. Amen. Shama Atan is Hashafti Kivale Derech Atikna Kloli Mechoyki Vizparach Uvadai Acha Kolpan in Brit Sois Lipul Manarak Ve'akenu Loifi Erkai. So he said, okay, fine, so now I get it, that the shleimus of that we talk about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to wants to be, will be Megal to us, wants to be Megal to us, is a shleimus in Biyachas to us, in Biyachas who we are and so on. Okay. We'll hold it here. Good.